You're listening to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels Recovery Radio. My name is Kathy Moser, and I am your hostess with the mostest. Happy to be with you here this week before Christmas 2013. And reminding you that besides this show, there's shows every single day of the week on City of Angels Recovery Radio. So be sure to check out the website and check into some of those other shows. Creative chaos versus unmanageability. Almost everybody can, many creative people point out that there just is an element of creative destruction and chaos that's involved in the creative process. You just can't go from nothing to something without, you know, some contractions that would, you know, look like a birth and death or creation and destruction. Or, and also just trying some things and hitting dead ends and then coming back and to the center and trying something out different, you know, trying out a different spoke of the wheel or a different part of the maze. So as people in recovery, how do we allow ourselves to go into that space that is definitely chaotic, but come out of it in healthy ways, or go into it and come out of it in healthy ways and not allow it to like take over the rest of our life, not allow it to cause us to be, you know, not on time for things, and still to be able to give fully to, so we can like go for that creative excellence and that creative magic. So I'd definitely love to hear some of your thoughts about this. I have some readings about it. Some of the things that have seemed helpful to me are, when I think about going into the creative space, I think in some ways it's like early recovery. I think of it as going into the inside of a really thick-skinned orange. And so you first have to go through like the bitter part of the peel, and then you have to go through all that like pithy stuff, all that white stuff that's around the outside of the orange, and then you finally get into the juicy part. And I know for myself personally, that process from outside the orange to inside the juicy part generally takes me about an hour. It's pretty rare that anything amazing happens in the first hour. So one thing I've learned for myself is I have to set aside enough time to allow. I mean, things do happen in that first hour that are useful and helpful, but not always magical. A lot of the magical stuff, you know, is going to happen inside that second hour. So this is a way in which like structure actually is helpful for my creative chaos, because then I can give it enough time. You know, I know I need like 2 hours so that I can, you know, get into that space and then play in that space. So structure is one of those things that helps me. Also, many people talk about being helped by a ritual. And you'll see all kinds of people that are functioning at a high level have rituals. Like, for example, like athletes that might have a warm-up ritual or have like a good luck token or something that they do every time before the game. And I think this is true for artists also. So we can explore for ourselves, like, what would be our rituals. For myself, it would be turn off the phone, or at least put the phone on, like, airline mode so that no one's going to call me. And I'll also make sure, like, I have a good cup of tea and, you know, I'm comfortably dressed and there's just nothing else pressing on my mind. One of my teachers was like, if there's something else you need to go do that and then come back. And, so sometimes, I mean, I guess sometimes you got to go do the thing that's on your mind. I think also sometimes there you got to just set it aside and say, you know what, this is like my sacred creative time, and you know, whatever that other thing is that I'm going to do, that's just going to have to wait. So ritual, structure, and also how do we come out of it? I know for myself personally, when I'm writing a song, actually, it might look like when I'm out in the world, it looks like I'm up and running and out in the world. But honestly, there's a significant part of my brain, maybe like, I don't know, 30 or 40% of my brain that's actually still working on that song. And it's also, it's like a priority activity. So I'll be going along driving or talking to someone or reading or doing the dishes or whatever. And then that next line will show up for me. It's like the thing is running in the unconscious in the background. But for me, it has a priority so that, you know, there's a pen and a paper next to my bed. And I have a pen and a paper in the car. And I have my voice recorder. So I just kind of acknowledge for myself and I allow this. I don't say, okay, you know what, you have to be in like this other headset. If, because for me, creativity is a priority. So, I just acknowledge that, like, I can't go in like a hard way from like turn off the creativity and go back into life. There's going to be, that creativity is kind of always running in the background, and sometimes it's running more than in others. So those are some thoughts about how I can balance the creative chaos and honor, I don't want to just balance it. I want to honor it, and I want to go in there because, there's greatness to be had in there. And there's, you know, places when you allow that chaos, stuff happens that you would never happen or plan. So that can be really, really helpful. But how do I do that? Come out of it and still have like good orderly direction in my life. That's what I'm trying to work towards here. That's the idea I'm playing with.
That song to play because it reminds me about what happens if we don't take care of ourselves and we allow that creative chaos to tip over into unmanageability and how dangerous that can be for people in recovery, and just reminding us that the foundation of our creativity can be and should be, or can be, our recovery. That's what keeps us safe in that space. That's off an album that I recorded called Someone Like You, and obviously that's a cover of the Neil Young Needle in the Damage Done song.
So many artists seem to get burned up in the fire of their own creative energy, or in partnering with this creative energy that lives in the universe. And so I think for people in recovery, especially if you're in early recovery, I just want to say that, you know, if you love creativity, attend to your recovery, because that's the foundation that's going to make it possible for you. So many people just end up, you know, this creative energy, it's like a fire. I think it's like a dragon. It's like riding a dragon and or dancing with a dragon. It's definitely this big energy, and So this is a place where I think in our culture, we hear almost nothing about artists who take good care of themselves. We hear a lot about artists who, you know, have drug or alcohol problems or are exhausted or are mentally ill and not getting cared for that. So there's just so many ways in which I think this creative fire is to be respected. And I don't think it's true that you can only go in there if you are on the edge of your health or your well-being, you know. And I would love to hear your thoughts on that, especially if you have any thoughts about artists that you know of. Like, so Yo-Yo Ma, right? Best cello player in the world, they say. I don't know if you've seen any interviews with him, but the guy seems really happy. He seems really well-adjusted, you know? He always looks like he's definitely had a shower. He looks like he's eaten. You know, he's not only taking great care of his cello, but he's taking great care of himself, and he's light about it. So there's at least one example that pops into my mind about a really high-functioning, brilliant artist. And just to direct also your attention to this TED Talk by Elizabeth Gilbert on having a genius rather than being a genius. She talks a lot about the destruction that's occurred for artists when they kind of have to go into that creative space by themselves and take all of that on rather than to be partnering with whatever this energy in the universe is. And she's also... very, very funny. So it's got a lot to recommend it, the Elizabeth Gilbert TED Talk on creativity.
I apologize for the less than perfect audio quality. One thing that makes it possible for me to bring this show to you every week is that sometimes I record it while driving in my car. I bought a new microphone to be able to do that, and I'm still learning how to use that microphone effectively. So I will continue to improve and upgrade. This next song I'm going to play for you is by David Wilcox. It's off an album called Songs and Stories, and I think he really addresses what it's like to deal with that energy of the energy that sometimes just, if we don't take care of ourselves, that energy can just take us out there. And so this is David Wilcox with a song called The Eye of the Hurricane.
I love to sing about what brings me joy. I also love to sing about what keeps me from joy. This is a song about addiction. It's disguised in a vehicle metaphor, but it's really just a song about that strange sort of confidence of thinking you're in control. This is you can imagine her across the street underneath the fluorescent light of the late night self-serve gas station, swinging a leg over that thing, tucking her ponytail into her helmet. And it concerns you. You say, why do you have to go that fast? How fast does that thing go? And she says, oh, it'll go. And you say, well, I just think that's such a bad idea. And she says, have you tried it? And you say, no, I mean, I don't need to try it to know that. She says, well, have you ridden? And you say, well, I rode motocross in high school, but I've never ridden a bike like that. And she says, well, you know, why don't you just take it for a ride? And you're thinking, well, it would be interesting. I mean, it's just a fascinating design. It's such a powerful bike. It would be interesting. I mean, you're not going to go fast. But then there's the voice. Well, it's not really a voice. I don't know. It's maybe coming from the bike itself or just my twisted ego, but it's something like, you're in control.
What?
You're in control. You're good.
Oh, I'm good.
Yes. Why don't you go a little faster?
Hey, I think I'll go faster.
Good idea. It's strange how that voice can come on you. And, you know, you run through, like, the first three gears just for fun, you know, just to see how it accelerates. And you look down at the speedometer and you're going that fast? And you got three more gears? You're going 115 already. And there's that voice in the back of your head that says, I thought you weren't going to go fast. But don't worry, that voice just blows off the back at about 130. You can't hold on. No, at 130, your mind is completely clear. There's no room for any other thought. And that's all right, you know. Because speed doesn't kill. Impact does. The tank is full, the switch is on, the night is warm, cops are gone, the rocket bike is all her own, it's called a hurricane. told me once it's quite a ride. She said that there's this place inside where if you're moving, you can hide safe within the rain. She wants to run away. There's nowhere that she can go. Nowhere the pain won't come again. Now she can hide, hide in the pouring rain. She rides the eye of the hurricane. Tell the truth, explain to me how you got this need for speed. She laughed and said it might just be the next best thing to love. Hope is gone, and she confessed that when you lay your dream to rest, you can get what's second best, but it's hard to get enough. She wants to run away. There's nowhere that she can go. Nowhere the pain won't come again. Now she can hide, hide in the pouring rain. She rides the eye of the hurricane. We saw her ride so fast last night, racing by in a flash of light, riding quick. Street was dark, the shiny truck she thought was parked had blocked her path, stopped her heart, but not the hurricane. She saw her chance to slip the trap, there's just the room to pass in back. Then it moved, closed the gap, she never felt the pain. She wanted to run away, there's nowhere that she can go. Where the pain won't come again. Now she can hide, hide in the pouring rain. She rides the eye of the hurricane. She rides the eye.
Idea that comes to mind here is that, you know, in recovery, where at least for me, I'm always hoping to be growing. So I definitely need some balance of being grounded in the things that keep me, you know, well, which would be like meetings and my network and a conscious contact with some kind of higher power. So being grounded, but being able to use that groundedness in order to get outside my comfort zone and try new things. And I think this is like, because there can be, I mean, I know for myself personally, early recovery was very chaotic and it was a lot of creative destruction, like the goddess Shiva in the Hindus, like a lot of creative destruction where I was trying so many things new for the first time and trying on so many different pairs of shoes, you know, and most of those shoes did not fit, but it wasn't a mistake to try them on. So I think there's this idea also in creativity to allow ourselves to go into that free-flowing mystery space, because that's where the magic is in creativity, that's where the mystery is, and I believe also that can be like where the excellence, like the questing for excellence is. We get that magic thing that happens when we're in our creative zone and we are prepared and we are well cared for. And then this magic thing can happen that, for me, that's what makes me want to sit down and practice. That's what makes me want to try to get better gigs, is those flashes of magic that happen in that very unpredictable, somewhat chaotic, and definitely mysterious creative space. So for me, I think some of the things that help me be grounded in my creativity maybe that some of the same things that helped me be grounded in my recovery that then let me explore that growing edge. So in creativity, it would be having gigs for me. Like, deadlines are really, really super helpful for me. All kinds of external structure, as weird as it sounds, because it does not seem like, in my mind at least, that that's what creativity would want, but it does seem to really thrive inside of some kind of structure. And I think one of the ways that I could not explore my creativity when I was using was I could get into that space, but I did not feel safe there. At some point, at some level, I knew it was inherently unsustainable. I was not going to be able to keep it up. I was not going to be able to show up at that level consistently. And it was way too scary to go out and be like that in the world. So I think to allow myself to go into that magic, cool, creative space, it's true that having structure, so those structures, I said, deadlines, a creative network that understands what it is to, you know, have creative success and to have creative failure, and people who are going to celebrate your success with you and who are going to, like, relate to the failure, because anyone who's gotten anywhere has gotten there because they made mistakes. One of my favorite quotes is, if you're not making mistakes, you're probably not making anything. So to allow myself, you know, to get into that space and really celebrate and chase that magic that lives inside the creative space, but come out of it safely, that's something I continue to have to practice and work with.
This summer I got to work with a great young artist named Bethel Steele out of Boston, and Bethel has a new EP out called Broken Record. This song is off of it, and this song is called Bigger Prize. Reminding you again, please go check out Bethel's website, iTunes, etc., etc. Days, I'm gonna slow it down, pay attention to what's around me, I'll look up instead of always looking down. I know I might not get all that far, but at least I'll start to see things as they truly are. Oh, one of these days find them often looking for the easy way, cut the corners and rush through life, make a rolling stop at all the signs, but I've heard there's a smaller door with a bigger prize, a brighter sunset but a harder climb. Who wants easy anyway? Today, I'm gonna sit in my skin. I'm gonna take it all in, soak up the sunshine. Even on those partly cloudy days, I'm gonna slow dance in the hallway and stop to smell the roses even when I can't stay today. I find I'm often looking for the easy way, cut the corners and rush through life, make a rolling stop at all the signs. But I've heard there's a smaller door with a bigger prize, a brighter sunset but a harder climb. Who wants easy anyway? Bethel Steele with Bigger Prize. Bethel has a website, bethelsteele.com. She's on iTunes. Again, encouraging you, whenever you hear a song you like on this show, please go and buy the song. And if you really like the artist, best thing you could do for an artist is tell someone else about them. That's the best way. Word of mouth is still the most powerful way to get the word out. I wish you and yours a happy and healthy holiday season for these holy days. I hope that you stay clean and sober and take great care of yourself. I have a little gift for you. I have a new video up for the holiday, a Christmas song called The Longest Night. I'll link to that on the show page. It's up on YouTube under Kathy Moser, The Longest Night. Thank you so much for listening. I want to remind you again that there are shows every single day of the week on City of Angels Recovery Radio. On Tuesdays from 8:30 to 9:30, you can tune in to Women and Addiction. On Wednesdays, it will be Clean, a comedy in recovery, 8:30 p.m. On Thursday, we have City of Angels Director of Interventions with a show called Saving Lives. That's from 9 to 10 on Thursday night. Friday night is Naranon Families of Addiction Information Line, and you can call into that show. So that's from 8:30 to 9:30 on Friday. On Saturday, we have Emotional Sobriety with Andrew Finley. That's from 8 to 9. And right before that, sorry, I'm dyslexic, is we have Hope Fiend with Rich Malika from 7 to 8. And then on Sunday, we have Conquering Addiction with Christian Life Prison and Recovery Ministries. So there's pretty much something every day. Oh, and then Sunday also we have Share Your Scars, which is from 8 to 9, which is a show about recovery from self-injury. So there's something every single day of the week. And also reminding you, all of those shows are available for streaming after the fact. If you can't tune in while the show is on, you can always stream it at your convenience at a later date. Thanks so much for listening to City of Angels Recovery Radio. This is Kathy Moser with Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery, wishing you a great week in your creativity and a great week in your recovery. We'll see you next week. Be well. The angels are calling.